It is January 1st, 2023. So I am actually broadcasting this show live over Zoom in the community at the hospicenursingcommunity.com, and all members have access to it. And I was just commenting that I feel like 2021, like we kind of skipped over it. And I don't know if you feel that way. 2020 was a crazy year for everybody. And for us, it was a little bit crazier than crazy because we had two daughters get married 60 days apart because that's just how it landed. It's not how we planned it, but it's how it happened. And I remember very little about 2021, maybe because nothing big happened other than we just had to wear masks for everything, it felt like. And so, I don't know. And here we are. Now we're at 2023, and it just feels strange. I don't know. It just does. Maybe it's just because I'm getting older, and the older I get, faster time goes. It's a real thing. And then when you do what we do for a living, and you're taking care of the very old and ill and dying patients, I think sometimes we just have a completely different perspective on this, on life, don't we? We just see things differently, especially after you've been doing it for a while. Wow, that was almost, was that depressing? I hope not. We're passionate about what we do, but sometimes you reflect a little. And that's what today's show is going to be about, is we're going to reflect on the last year and consider what we want to accomplish in 2023. And I think we have some fun things to talk about today. And it might be a bit of a quick show, but that's all right. Not every show has to be an hour, right? But hopefully you find today, this episode useful, and it gives us all some things to consider as we move into a whole new year. So without further ado, let's get started. This is James Dibben, and welcome to the Hospice Nursing Podcast. Well, hello, fellow hospice nurses all over America, and welcome. Well, not even just America. We're going to talk about that in a minute. We have international listeners. That's right. But welcome to your show. That's correct. This is the only show that provides practical help for hospice nursing success. And I am your host with James Dibben with ConfessionsOfAHospiceNurse.net. And thank you for joining us today. Well, hello there, and welcome. Did you notice I screwed up the sound and turned the wrong knob and the music went away? So that's just the way it goes when you just record straight to audio and don't mess around with editing, because I hate it. I did have to restart this episode, though, because I screwed up the intro and it was horrible, and I can at least do that. But from this point on, if I mess something up, it stays. Well, It's a strange feeling. Now, I happen to be recording this December 31st, so it is New Year's Eve, about 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to start recording these 9 o'clock a.m. the day before they're released, and I broadcast them live over the hospice nursing community so that we can also have a little bit of chat while we're doing this. And at some point, my plan is to do a live show from Zoom and have more audience participation. And we will work that out. And I think it would be a lot of fun. And it's accessible to all members of the community. So, you know, there's no exclusions. But, okay, so before I get started with our main content for today, as I teased out there just a little bit, I am very excited because I got my very first email from an international listener, and it was very fun. And so I just want to read it to you real quick. And we exchanged a few emails, and it was, we had a quick little chat, and we enjoyed it. And so this is from Susie Davis, and she sends this: just wanted to send you a quick hello. I'm a healthcare assistant and I live in the UK. I'm going to go to uni next year to study nursing and have always been interested in hospice nursing. There aren't many podcasts out there about it, and although I'm in the UK and you're the US, I am sure a lot of the processes are the same, and I wanted to tell you how much I love your podcast and that they teach me a lot. Many thanks and take care. Have a lovely Christmas, Susie Davis. So I got permission from Susie to read her email on the air, and we exchanged some emails back and forth. And at the end, she told me she liked my accent and it wasn't boring like the British accent. And so I just find that humorous because everybody I know in America wishes they had a British accent. It just sounds more official, like they could do a news broadcast or something. But it was fun to get to hear from her, and we exchanged a few emails. And so, Susie, welcome to the community, and I'm so excited for you and your hospice career and all of us from the hospice nursing community and the Hospice Nursing Podcast. Wish you the very best. And I think it's worth noting that hospice really got started in the UK. And so let's take a minute to thank the queen. I don't know how that works, but yeah, hospice really got started over in the UK before it moved its way here into the US. And just as a side note, I probably have never mentioned this on here before, and if anybody ever watches Call the Midwife, just that show is so good. And I feel like so much of what happens reflects what it's like to be in hospice. And every now and then they have a hospice type episode, or at least a character. But then just so many of the issues that they face going in and out of people's homes and being in the community on their bicycles, which I'm glad we don't have to do that too many miles. Sometimes I watch that show because my wife likes it so much, and I enjoy it as well. And I just feel this kindred spirit with these midwives. So there you go. That was not in my notes. I just threw that out there. It's called filler. So the show's not too show, I guess, or short, I guess. But anyway, again, thank you, Susie. And I'm glad somebody enjoys my accent. I didn't know I had one. So there we go. To get started on today's show, I think it's beneficial to let everybody know that I am not really into New Year's resolutions. I don't sit and plan and go, okay, I'm going to do this, you know, I'm going to make this big change this year that I, you know, should have been doing, you know, last year or my whole life or whatever, because I feel like at any time, if we can identify something we should be doing different or better, I don't think we have to wait till January 1 to implement it. Now, if that's what you do and you find it to be successful and it changes your life every year when you make your resolutions, then you rock that out. I'm not going to trash talk it. But for me, I just don't do that. But what I am into is self-examination. I am into reflection, and I'm into being intentional. And I think it's important to at least get an idea of how I might want this year to look different. And that could be different for a lot of folks. You know, you could be somebody who says, I have got to work harder on getting out of debt this year than I did last year. To me, that's not necessarily a New Year's resolution, but that's recognizing that another year has passed. And are we hitting the goals that we want? And are we being intentional enough to hit those goals that we want? And I can't say I necessarily know, you know, it's going to be different for everybody, but I do know I don't want to be somebody that life just happens to. I want to happen to it as much as I possibly can. And so as I was contemplating this week's episode and trying to decide what I wanted to discuss, I decided I wanted to take a look at this show, because you know, this is the first full year of me doing the show. I started it late in 2021, and, you know, we had that little lull there for a while where I had to put down the glass, if you remember that episode. And so, but in, you know, I stayed pretty on it in 2022, and I'm trying to be more intentional about the show, but I thought it would be interesting to look back over the statistics from the year, not as a chance to brag about myself, because I hope you know that's not my heart on this show, is to talk about how great I am. Because I'm just as flawed as everybody else, and if you spend enough time around me, you'd like me even less. So, you know, you get the best of James twice a month on this broadcast, and I get to hide all of my flaws from you. It's the perfect world. But anyway, and you have to excuse me. By the way, so if you've been listening to me since August of this year, and I've constantly talked about I'm drinking hot tea, I'm coughing a lot, don't understand why it is, like sometimes it's just ridiculous. And if you know me personally or listening here locally, you know the deal. And so, just as a side note, being the genius nurse that I am, I figured out last week, because my father-in-law was chatting with me, that I had the lisinopril cough, the ACE inhibitor cough, that dry cough you can get, because I started blood pressure medicine in the middle of the summer and then started the cough in like August and never put the two together. And it was because my father-in-law came over and was talking about how he started to develop a cough because of his lisinopril and the light went on. So we got that sucker changed, and I am optimistic and prayerfully optimistic that this cough will go away permanently. So there's a side note, more proof that yes, James is as imperfect as he can be. So you probably didn't need to hear all that. But I'm very excited because this cough has not gone away and I've been in misery. So you still forgive me if I have to take a drink of my water or something and I got a cough drop right here if it gets bad. And this recorder does have a pause button. If it gets ugly, I'll hit that thing. So anyway, let's take a look at some of the stats because I found them to be very, very interesting. So I what's most interesting is I created my notes a couple days ago. You know, I've been thinking about the episode a lot, but I wrote down my notes and the stats have changed even since then. And I'll mention those as I get into this. But for all 24 episodes, so it's not exactly in 2022, but I hadn't done very many episodes in 2021. You know, I only did a couple or so, two or three. I can't remember the dates on those. But for 24 episodes, this is episode 25. For 24 episodes, I am at a total of 23,000 downloads. And I really had no idea if that was a good number or a bad number until the host that hosts my shows, until they sent out an email showing all of their podcast episodes out there, because they host almost 200,000 episodes, and they had these statistics, and one of the statistics was if you have at least 400 downloads of your show, every time you release an episode, if you get 400 downloads in the first 7 days, then you are in the top 10% of all of their podcasts. So, you know, if they have 200,000, then I'm in the top 20,000, which is kind of cool. And that's not, wow, James, you're awesome. And people have congratulated me on that and said, way to go, James. But I am going to give you some credit out there that it's not me, it's also you, because I can produce all this content. But if you, the listener, aren't interested in growing in your profession and wanting to learn more, then there are no downloads. And yeah, I could be the only one doing this, but the listeners have to be hungry. The listeners have to, the community of hospice nurses has to be interested in what I am putting out there for you. And this is proof that you are out there. And this made me feel good because, You know, it's just encouraging because I love this work and I'm not alone and you're not alone and we are not alone. So when you're listening to my show, just realize that you are listening with a lot of other nurses out there, a lot of other nurses. And doesn't that feel good just a little bit to realize none of us are alone? And it's super encouraging to me, and the emails I get, they brighten my day. They really do. So don't forget to take a couple minutes and shoot me an email or send a text. You can just grab your phone right now and just text it right to me. And or even leave a voicemail. Nobody has left a voicemail for quite a while, and I would love to play one of the voicemails over the air. Wouldn't that be fun? So somebody dial up 816-834-9191. It's right there in the show notes. Click that thing and leave a voicemail. That would be cool. I'll play it on the air. But what I decided was, my notes say, let's talk about the top 4 to 5 episodes and what we can learn about our community. I ended up with 6. Out of 24 episodes, I have picked 6 for us to break down a little bit and talk about. And, I mean, I say I picked them, but the truth is the community picked them. You picked them. These episodes probably got some extra shares. And it could be leadership of an office that sent it out to all their staff and said, check this one out. I think it'll be helpful for you. And I hear that kind of thing happening from time to time. A nurse will report to me that they listened to a certain episode or read part of the hospice burnout series because their leadership said, hey, we think this will be helpful. Just check it out while you're driving around or whatever. So to give you a little bit of information here, I decided to throw out episodes 1 and 2. So those two both have the most downloads, but you would expect that because episode 1 is, okay, who's this James guy? And there may be folks who checked that out just out of curiosity and don't do hospice or aren't interested in hospice or just didn't think this show was going to be for them for whatever reason. So we're not going to count episode 1, and we're not going to count episode 2. Episode 1 was obviously, here's what to expect from the show, here's what we're going to do, not what we're not going to do, things like that. My intro is way different, just because that's the way I did it before, but I decided to change that up a little. And then episode 2 was kind of the intentionality episode, but also when I just told my backstory and some of the depression and things that I really struggled with back when my first company went under, things like that. So to me, those are about James episodes and just curious lookers and folks who maybe didn't continue on with the show. Lots of my personal friends who checked out the first couple shows and then thought, well, this is not, you know, I'm not a hospice nurse. I'm afraid this is going to become dull and uninteresting for me, which makes sense. And I tell folks that. They're like, I listened to the first couple, but, you know, I'm like, don't worry about it. This is for hospice nurses. And then I wanted to do an honorable mention. There are 2 episodes that I'm not going to discuss, but are moving up fast in the numbers of downloads. And that would be episode 19 and 21. Episode 19 was when I talked about my visit frequencies and how I determine how often to see my patients and when I increase it and those kinds of things. And that one there seems to be really moving up fast in the numbers, but it hasn't passed any of the top 6. And then also episode 21 that was about the admissions process. And I have a feeling that that one there is going to really eclipse some other of my shows, but it hasn't yet. And if you think about it, episode 21, I mean, that was only 4 shows ago. That's only 2 months, and it's just about ready to start breaking into the top 6. So I think there's a couple of combinations as to why these later episodes are picking up, and it might be because there's just more folks are finding the show maybe. A lot of, you know, as nurses decide that they are interested in hospice or they've applied at a hospice, I think they're looking for content and material, and I think they're finding the show that way. I don't get a lot of feedback to that explains that, but I think that is happening. So let's talk about these top six episodes and what I feel like it's teaching me, and hopefully it will be beneficial to you as we consider this next year and what we want to accomplish in our hospice career, and how can this show and my community, my Facebook page, like all the different areas that I produce content, the blog, how can I help all of us be better? And I think these top six episodes give us a little insight into areas of this work that we all probably need to get better at. And so let's discuss these real quick. And so what I'm going to do is I am going to discuss these episodes starting with the most downloads of the episodes to the least. And it's just the top six. And I think you'll find it interesting. I did. So we're going to start with episode 16, The Last 7 Days. So that episode, that was only 8 episodes ago. So that was like 3 months, like 90 days. And in those 90 days, this has become my top download if I skip episodes 1 and 2 at 1,405 downloads. So to me, that makes it very obvious that all of us have a desire to be better in that last 7 days of our patients' lives. That last 7 days is so incredibly important, as I talked about in that episode. It is those 7 days is what the family is going to remember the absolute most. And I just published a blog episode, and I'm going to put that in today's show notes, okay? I published a blog episode that was me journaling the last, how many days was that? That would have been, because it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I didn't do the weekend and then Monday and Tuesday again. Yeah, so that was the last 7 days, and I changed a lot of details in there to protect the privacy of the patient and the caregiver. But I journaled that out and did a blog post on it called The Last Bath. And anybody listening to this show knows exactly what that is. And I was not going to call it The Last Bath. I was actually going to call it Waiting Hurts. But because I feel like in the last 7 days, our caregivers, I'm off script right now, but I'm loving this thought that I'm having. The last 7 days can very, very often be the hardest on our caregivers, especially if the patient just has one and they are there every day, all day, trying to care for their loved one. And it is exhausting. It is so exhausting for them. And that's why I really get worked up when I find out a nurse has told during on-call or after hours, staff, when they tell somebody it's okay to give them their pain medicine every single hour. Why would we do that to our caregiver? Why would we expect them to give meds every single hour? Like, or you don't want them to sleep? I mean, you're going home and getting in bed and you're leaving them not to. So that last 7 days, I fully intended to name this post Waiting Hurts. And I'm still going to write one called that. But as I worked my way through this post and I journaled every single day of the week for the last 7 days of this patient's life, when I got to the very end and I wrote a sentence, and I thought I was going to write more, and I stopped and I went, oh my gosh, that's it. I don't need to say another word. And it's not called Waiting Hurts. It's called The Last Bath. So check it out and maybe you can read it thinking, okay, why was he going to call this Waiting Hurts? And I think you'll see it in there, but I called it something different just because it ended so beautifully. So take a minute and check that out. But that's the last 7 days at 1,405 downloads. Episode 10, On-Call Strategies with Tanya. That one's at 1,279. For the longest time, that was my top episode. The last 7 days has finally passed it. And my guess is, like, the content on this show, most of the time, is probably geared more towards case managers. And that's only because that's what I do a lot of, right? And that's who I coach the most of. But you on-call nurses, you are not forgotten. And many of us case managers also have to go out and be on-call. So it's obvious that the on-call information, ideas, and coaching is a really huge need in the hospice nursing community. Because if we stop and think about it for a minute, especially if you've been a case manager and you've never gone out to do on-call, like you work for an agency that's just covered, when they page out that they need someone to pick up an on-call shift, are you scared to say yes? Yeah, you bet you are, especially if you're brand new. You're not just scared, you're terrified. I was terrified. I practically slept with my phone next to my head and wake up every 45 minutes checking it to make sure I didn't miss a call. And I did once, and my poor administrator, Reza, had to call me and wake me up. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But on-call is scary. It just is, because a lot of the time you're going out to see a patient and family that you've never seen before. You have zero relationship with them. It's 2 a.m. and you got to run in there and fix a problem with what you've got in the trunk of your car and in your nurse's bag. You know, we're not in a hospital where we can just run down to the supply room and grab literally anything. And so on-call is not only lonely, but it can be scary. 1,279 downloads, and it was the king of the hill until just recently when the last 7 days took over. And then episode 3, for the record, 1,148 downloads, and that is when I talked extensively with Mike about bedside charting. My favorite thing to talk about, and many hospice nurses' least favorite thing to talk about, is charting and getting it done at the bedside. So that's episode 3. By nature, it should probably have a lot of downloads because it was the third episode, but it's getting put in the top 6 because it's important, and it's still maintaining itself after all this time. So, because a lot of people, like, now that the podcast is up to 25 episodes, not everybody is just going to start at episode 1 and let it run. So for those of you who've been with me for quite a while, you've heard all of the episodes, you're all caught up, but new listeners are going to scroll through the podcast episode list and find the ones that they feel like are going to be the most interesting or beneficial to them, and that's where they're probably going to start. So episode 3, for the record. And then episode 6. So episode 3 has 1,148. I don't know if I mentioned that. And these numbers are going to be wrong already. even though I checked them last night, I'm getting downloads. I get between 500 and 700 downloads a week of, you know, the entire library. So all of them are getting multiple downloads every week. So so now we have episode 6 is number 4 at Plan Your Work, Work Your Plan, at 1,115 downloads. And that episode is very much about planning your day, being organized, happening to your day, not letting it just happen to you. Sorry about that. My fancy mixer board doesn't have a mute button. That's down the road. I need new equipment, but we'll worry about that later.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I have had some members at the hospice nursing community request some kind of a support group to help fight burnout. And so I have started 2 burnout support groups at the hospicenursingcommunity.com just to help everybody. And so these support groups meet twice a month on the second Thursday and the second Sunday of the month. And so we're going to be doing that. And I wanted to make sure you understood or knew that these will be faith-friendly support groups. And it doesn't mean they'll be preaching or anything strange like that. But I might use devotionals. I might pull something out of the Bible, maybe out of Psalms or something. But just there might be sections of the group that deal with matters of faith. And I hope that is of interest to you. It can be found in the community events section of the community. So if you would consider joining. I think it would help you. It's going to help me. I need it, I think, as much as anybody does. So join a burnout support group at thehospicenursingcommunity.com. But that episode is definitely trending pretty well, because it's all about not getting stuck at your patient's house and being able to get in and out and having a plan before you walk in the door so that you're not stuck there 2 hours and all that kind of stuff. Then we have episode 11, Orientation Strategies Part 1. Now, I was kind of surprised to find this in the top six, like really surprised. And to be honest with you, I don't know why. Has 1,000, and see, it already has passed, it should be number five. It has already passed the last episode I mentioned, because Plan Your Work, Work Your Plan is 1,115, and Orientation Strategies Part 1 is actually 1,123, so about 7 more downloads already than compared to when I first created this. And so, you know, I can't answer why that one is shooting up, to be honest with you. It is either organization leadership who is checking it out and curious, or it's listeners who are curious. If you particularly liked this episode, why don't you call and leave me a voicemail and tell me why? Because I honestly do not know. I'm guessing on all of these, but they all kind of make sense. But that's the one that is the most curious. Like part two didn't have a lot. Part three, because I did an episode a week for 3 weeks while I was orientating. I guess you're not supposed to say orientating. While I was orienting a new hospice nurse and just my thoughts and emotions each week as we button that up. And then number six is episode 15, Success in the ALF, or Assisted Living Facility, at 1,055 downloads. And to me, that just sends the message that says, hey, some of the most challenging work we will do is in long-term care, because you are going to have just a natural triangle there that you have to manage and not get yourself sucked into. Because you have, there's so many different parties that play a part when you're working in nursing homes and long-term care, any type of long-term care facility, whether it be an ALF or an LT, long-term care, nursing home type place. So you really have to navigate all of that carefully and slowly, and speak less and listen more and all those kinds of things. So that is our list from last year. What do you think of it? What do you think of that list? So I'm going to run down it and then we can talk a little bit about what we should do about this list. Like, okay, we have this information. What do we do with it? Because information with a lack of activity is just head knowledge. And so, like what? Yeah, you got some information in your head. Way to go. Yeah, James. Pat on the back. Good job, James. But there has to be more than that to this, right? We have to take this information and go, okay, what does it mean? What do we do about it? And so I'm going to roll down this just a little, but I could use some feedback from you guys as well. But I think there's some things I can do. Like, I really do try to bring a lot of value to this podcast, and I try to not make my episodes an advertisement for the community. But as I read through this list, the only way I can really help you go to the next level with a few items on this list is through thehospicenursingcommunity.com. And that's why I created a $10 a month package that you can now join, super cheap, and will allow me to pour into you and provide more training and teaching and education that I just can't do on this show. And I am thankful that in these episodes, a lot of nurses feel like they get everything they need from me twice a month in this show. And that means a lot to me, and I'm going to keep it that way. There's a lot of people that would start dumbing down their show and really pushing the community to drive up some revenue, and I just don't want to do that. I want to bring value to this, because not everybody has the time you know, that they to invest in being a part of a community like I've developed. And that's okay. And I want this show to continue to be useful. But I'm gonna go down this list and let's strategize a little bit together. And I really could use your feedback. So please, when I give out the information at the end of the show, will you take a couple of minutes and send me some feedback, Eve, if you have ideas or guests I could have on here that would help, anything along those lines. Let's do it. You know, I say this is your show for a reason. It's your show because I want to hear from you, and I want your input, and I want your ideas, because you're smart. You're smart because you are out there actively seeking out help to be better at this work, and that makes you smart. So for episode 16, the last 7 days, the best way that I feel like I can help you with this is through the journaling I do at thehospicenursingcommunity.com, because in there we have a case journals area, and it's hashtagged, and I won't get into that now. Just visit the website and you can see the video on how that works. But I journal the last 7 days on all my patients. So if you want to see what medication changes I've had, I journal all the conversations that I've had with everybody, caregivers and family members. And so for the last 7 days, the best help that I can give you is at $10 a month in the community, because I get home after making my visits and I type a quick update, little journal entry in there with everything that happened. Ooh, told you. Lisinopril cough, be gone. All right. So that's how I can help you best there. The on-call strategies with Tanya. So obviously we need more on-call help. To me, the best way I can help you with that is more guests. Let's get some diverse input in here. So I've got a real good friend here in Kansas City. She's one of the best on-call nurses I have ever worked with. And so I would really like to get her on here. So I feel like the best way I can help everybody is more interviews. So I'm going to make some notes. Let's get Stephanie on here. All right. Since I'm recording this, that's the worst. That was the scribbliest Stephanie I've ever written, because I was in a hurry. So there's here some free content. I'm going to get some more on-call nurses in here. And then episode 3 for the record. So our bedside charting strategies, I have to be honest with you, I don't know how to help you with this further than I already have, if I'm just going to be perfectly honest. And maybe something will come along, or if you have an idea, shoot me an email, leave a voice message, anything. And if you don't want me to, if you want to leave a quick voice message and say, don't play this on the air, James, I won't do it, just because maybe you're just thinking from your hip and throwing out ideas. But this is a hard one, because it's not like we're all on the same EMR. I can't ride around with everybody. To me, bedside charting is the ultimate test in intentionality. The ultimate test. Because, man, we can let our day get away from us, and we chart the first one, and we bail on it, and we crash, and we're not making it. And so, to me, bedside charting is all about embracing. You know, I talk in that episode, I've talked in other episodes about embracing the tension so it'll make you faster. And it's all about intentionality. That one is 100%. On you to accomplish. I'm sorry, I can't put together some class in my community. I can't do a series of podcast episodes, because frankly, it'll be boring for everybody, even for you who needs to get better at it. But why don't you stop and tell yourself, by July of this year, I am going to bedside chart 80. My goal is 80% of the time. And if you think about it, if you do 20 visits a week, and I'm sorry, but I'm not going to try to do that in my head, times 0.8. So that is 16 visits in 1 week, all bedside charted. Like literally, you don't leave the patient's property until that visit is done and closed out in your EMR. Like that one's just completely on you. I can't throw a switch or work some kind of magic on that one. And I can't do a bunch of fancy shows, and I can't put together a workshop on bedside charting. You have to determine that you want your evenings back and you want your life back. Plan your work and work your plan. I'm going to have to think about that one. Maybe I can do some kind of a workshop in the community for the $30 a month folks, that is a live training on how can we be organized for our week, more so than just the 1 hour James's Opinion podcast. So I'm going to have to think about that one a little bit more. The orientation strategies. If you are in administration and leadership, why don't you pay the $10 a month to join, because we have a private group at the hospicenursingcommunity.com for only administrators. And so when somebody clicks on that to join that little group after they become a member, I jump on, I check them out. You know, I'll get with them and send them a message like, okay, where are you, an administrator or a clinical director? You know, where are you in leadership at your current place? And I have had somebody request to join, and I hunted that person down on LinkedIn and found them, and I'm not seeing it. So I'm not letting them in there, because that is a private place for leadership folks to be able to bounce ideas off of each other and learn from each other. So I think there's some value there with, and who wants to call an administrator in their same city that they happen to know and get strategies from? Nobody, right? A little competitive out there. But you can join this community, and somebody in California can visit with somebody in Louisiana, like Shelley Henry, and get ideas from her on leadership. So I would highly recommend that as a success. And then success in the ALF. Long-term care, how to be more successful in the long-term care. I think a lot of my journaling for end-of-life care patients in those last 7 days happen in long-term care, and so there's a lot of dynamics, and I journal all that out, and that might help as well. But I think that's another one that maybe we would benefit from some additional guests, some more leaders who run organizations. So I think I'm going to chalk that one up to podcast episodes. So let me scribble that. Okay, there we go. So this is my commitment to you guys. I am going, so for an absolute free, everybody has access happening right here on the show, I am going to get in 2023, I'm going to try to get some additional on-call, experienced on-call nurses on here to talk about the challenges of on-call. And then I am also going to get some guests on here to talk about dealing with facilities. And I think what would be the best is getting some DONs and some administrators from some of these facilities on the show. And that's going to take a little bit of work, but you could help me with that. If you are going into a facility that you think has it figured out, and you feel like this audience could learn from them, and maybe shoot some of that information my way, or this is going to take a little bit of community involvement. The same thing with the having interviews for on-call nurses. Like if you're listening to this show and you've been doing on call for a lot of years and feel like you have something to contribute to my audience, we will FaceTime or Zoom and just have a nice casual conversation about on call, because I think we've got some listeners out there who would benefit from you. So let's do that. So I want to have free solutions as well as really cheap, inexpensive ones. How about that? So just consider those as options. And so that'll be our strategy for this year. Okay. Does that sound good to you? I hope it does. I'm looking forward to recording. Like I said, I'm going to start recording all of these episodes at 9 a.m. Central Time, the day before they're released. And we release these episodes the first and third Sunday of every month. So, hey, look, I did a good job of rambling on this show. So I made a couple of notes just to kind of close us out here. And I said, we can't just hope to be better this year. We will need to change some habits. We will need to push ourselves to be different. And then, of course, many people have heard this quote, but it's always a good one. If we keep doing what we have been doing, we will keep getting what we have been getting. So if we don't change any of our habits, or if we don't change some of our thinking, at the end of this year, we will still not be charting at the bedside and be charting all evening in front of our family. We will, we will still be disorganized. We will, still struggle in those last 7 days. Like, we have to be intentional about changing, or we're not going to change. And at the end of 2023, I want us all to be different. I want us all to be better at this work. I want us to all enjoy it more and to have more of our personal time and avoid that burnout. All of this, these 24 episodes all came out of the fact I started that hospice burnout series. So maybe you need to read that series again. It's 10 articles. I'll link it in the show notes, especially if you're new to me. You may not know about the burnout series because I haven't talked about it much lately, but all 10 of those articles will help you. And they're all a 2 to 3 minute read. I don't write real long articles because if I see an article that interests me, I'll scroll that thing before I even get started. Because if it's, if I have to scroll forever, below the fold is too long, which means below your screen and you got to keep scrolling, I'm not reading that garbage. I don't got time. But those articles are pretty short and pretty manageable. So take some time to read that. But how are you going to be different at the end of this year as a hospice nurse? How can I help you stay in this work? Everybody who is listening to this right now, next year, I want you to still be a hospice nurse. I want you to still be doing this work. I want you to be getting better at it, and I want you to be enjoying it more. That's possible, right? I think it is. Let's do this together. And I got to tell you, I learn plenty in the community as well, and I learn plenty from your emails and messages I get. So you're not alone. We're not alone. And I think this year's numbers prove that. Will you take a couple of minutes to review the show? If you're using Apple Podcasts, will you just scroll down and leave a review? More than just stars. Type something in there. I just got a really great one from Bailey, and it was so fun and so encouraging. And this helps make the show more discoverable to other people. So will you consider leaving a review? And don't forget to subscribe to the blog, confessionsofahospicenurse.net/subscribe. And of course, the phone number, 816-834-9191, and the email, james@confessionsofahospicenurse.net. It's in the show notes. It's all over my website. Will you take some time and do that? I would really, really appreciate it. I think that it just helps me know that I'm helping somebody out there. So if I'm helping you and you don't really interact with me a lot, and that's okay, shoot me a note through something so I can say hi. I reply pretty quick. I hate notifications. Like, there's no numbers on my iPhone screen. I check it all. I probably obsess too much. Except my work phone, it's off. So, hey, let's end our show with this. Hospice doesn't get easier. You just get better at it. Let's get better together. This has been episode 25 of the Hospice Nursing Podcast for January 1st, 2023.